to know my occupation. I get paid to rock the nation.
Rolling.
Hold it now.
Last night, covering the Iowa caucus for CNN, my man Roland Martin.
Holding it down.
Good morning, Roland.
Good morning. Slept right here in that chair because
you're
literally,
still on
the
set.
I know I was just here an hour ago. Tom, if this is an indicator of how unbelievably crazy this election season is going to be, we will all be on crystal meth when it's over. last night was absolutely crazy. Obviously, Mitt Romney, he wins Iowa. We don't get the official results till almost 3 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. He wins by 8 votes. Now, I'm going to tell you how crazy this is. So he wins, he gets about 30,000 votes last night in Iowa. 4 years ago, when he lost Iowa, he got essentially 30,000 votes. The man improved by something like 50 votes over this year, over last year.
Wow.
It was just crazy. Rick Santorum, who was broke, who's crazy, who believes that black people are the only folks to get government assistance, he basically came in first as well. Now, here's what's the most unbelievable thing, Tom. All for a year, we've heard Iowa, 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 Iowa. They said that if Ron Paul win, Iowa wouldn't mean a damn thing. But then, of course, he came in third place. And so what did we find last night? That virtually no delegates were even won last night. They're not going to decide on those delegates till June at their convention. So what did we go through last night? Now we go on to New Hampshire. Then it's on to Florida and South Carolina. The biggest thing is that Republicans cannot stand the guy who we all think is likely going to be the nominee, Tom. They can't stand Mitt Romney. None of them. They do not want the guy. Literally, they are begging for Chris Christie to get into the race right now.
Oh, he can't.
They're trying to bribe him with a dozen of Dunkin' Donuts.
No.
They are trying everything. Crazy.
Why don't they like him? What is it? I mean, why is such?
They don't. They think he's a flip-flopper. They think he is really liberal. Of course, he supported. He created, you know, state-funded health care in Massachusetts. He's a Mormon. He also, of course, he, you know, look, the guy can't even talk about television shows and jokes that were done in color. All of his references are black and white TV shows. They cannot stand Mitt Romney. And so it's going to be interesting. He likely is going to win New Hampshire next door to, of course, Massachusetts. He's leading the polls 47%. But when he's losing right now, according to the polls in Florida. Then we have Sybil Newt Gingrich, who was so angry last night that he literally started cussing during his speech. He is so angry that they spent all that money running ads against him that he started attacking Ron Paul. He started trashing Mitt Romney. He thanked Santorum. I mean, Mitt looked like Chucky last night. He was so upset. So this is going to be hilarious.
Why are they expecting something different from him? He is who we thought he was.
And last but not least, two people we've got to mention. Crazy lady Michelle Bachmann. She got beat so bad. The woman was born in Iowa, and either Iowa told her to go to hell. I mean, she didn't win a single county, even the one she was born in. Then there was Texas Governor Rick Perry. Oh, my God. He said, told everybody, soon as this is over, Jay, I'm flying to South Carolina. We're moving forward. After he got his behind waxed last night, he said, we're flying back to Texas to reassess this campaign. And so it was just the craziest of the craziest last night in the Republican primary. Just unbelievable. So it's going to be stunning.
Hey, Sid,
President Barack Obama.
Hey, Roland.
Just unbelievable.
Question. All right, let's just assume that Mitt Romney is going to be the nominee.
Very good assumption.
Okay. Will any of these other folks be his vice presidential running mate?
Well, who was the guy that said?
Well, stranger bedmates have been formed. Bed partners have been formed. If you look at Ronald Reagan and George Bush the first.
Voodoo economics.
Yeah.
Or Sarah Palin.
Well, no, because Sarah Palin wasn't in the primaries.
True.
Remember?
Right.
One of the conversations that I heard a lot last night, Roland, is if Mitt Romney is the Republican candidate, who would he have? And they said because he is so middle of the road, almost to the point of being to the left, that he would pick someone so far to the right like Marco Rubio, who is a rising star among the Tea Party candidates, and that would soothe a lot of people and smooth a lot of feathers.
All right, now, over the holidays, I heard a rumor that Condoleezza Rice might be a vice presidential candidate.
Okay, first of all, let's go back to Chris Rock when they talked about Colin Powell being Bob Doe's running mate, and he said, oh, so you want the black guy who is actually smarter and better than the white guy to be his number two. Condoleezza Rice, there's no way in hell she would even remotely be the number two. She's like, I'm sorry, I'm better than idiot.
I'm too smart for the gig.
I'm too smart. Right. Plus, she does not like campaigning. She does not like to be out there. So, look, the madhouse has started. President Barack Obama, he won the Democratic caucus last night in Iowa. Shocker. So, Tom, it is beginning. But trust me, the Republicans this morning will be nothing happier than just to slit their wrists because they despise. I'm serious. A Tea Party hates Mitt Romney. This is going to be utterly hilarious.